Welcome to the Jolt Episodes. This is a feature of the In Awe podcast meant to give you energy and a boost to look around your world and exercise a signature strength. Between interviews with incredible women who leave us awe-inspired, I will share stories that will prompt you to look around and see the beauty in your own world. I hope you find yourself awe-inspired. Welcome to this Jolt episode. Okay, my friends, I have to fully admit that I am recording this episode in the car because I have been spending a lot of time there lately, and I know that there is a message I need to share today, but I have been struggling getting this podcast consistently launched every week in the absence of a virtual assistant and a lot of just different obstacles in my way to onboard my newest virtual assistant. So for my very wonderful, faithful listeners, thank you so much for hanging with me, for giving me some grace with the sound, which is not the greatest quality that I often provide, and also for just being patient as I manage through this interesting time. So today's Jolt episode is one that came from inspiration today, and I wanted to share it with you because I feel like I am coming out of a pretty significant fog about the last month, a wide range of reasons, certainly. But today, the message landed so hard in my gut that I knew it was one that needed to be shared to help heal something inside of you. It is something that has been brewing for a little while, but absolutely is a piece of me that I know has been a constant pattern, and also just kind of a stunning vision that I received today on my run. So I don't know about you, but I think about the fact that a lot of times when we are kind of caught in the muck of life, like leadership at home, in our organization, in a title, we start to feel really disillusioned at some point. And I do believe that everybody goes through this cycle, and some of us are a little bit more conscious of it than others. But at some point, we're all passionate leaders believing in excellence and believing that the people around us, the circumstances around us, whatever it happens to be, are going to be for the greatest good of those we serve. But at some point we start to question, and for whatever reason, all sorts of nagging negativity starts to take over. We can get caught up in the inability to see this vision that we had created coming true because of bureaucracy, because of major life crises, for whatever thing, right? So this, like, what starts to happen is the clouds kind of overtake our brilliant vision that we started out with as leaders, whether, again, that's at home or in an organization. And suddenly it's just easy to become a little bit more apathetic, to get a little less engaged in what we're doing, and to start to question our abilities. And this week that happened to me in so many different arenas. And I would say even way beyond this week, like for weeks, this has been occurring for me. And a part of that is self-doubt. A part of it is a little bit of depression. There's some things happening in my personal life associated with people that I love deeply. And it just starts to take a toll even when I don't realize it. So this morning, the kind of the epiphany that I had was that I knew today I was going to be traveling again, going to visit a loved one in the hospital, and I knew that I wanted to have a sunrise run because I happen to believe, based on lots of evidence, that that fuels my soul. And I planned for that. When I woke up, it was all cloudy, and I was disappointed because I assumed that I would not be able to have an experience out there that I kind of felt like I needed right now. And a lot of times that happens, and I still run out there anyway, and I still get something from it. But today I was just like, ugh, no, because I just need to see that brilliant light, and it's not going to be there. But that's what I started to think. And I think that about, like, when we're leading in organizations, for example, I coach principals, and many of them start to question their circumstances. They start to believe that even though they set out with this great intention of becoming, for example, like an instructional leader, but they're getting caught up in trying to manage the behaviors of the school or the culture or whatever that happens to be. And they're not able to get to that kind of like bright, shiny vision as quickly as they wanted to. And they start to become disengaged, or they start to assume that the clouds are just going to be there and that there's something they're going to have to deal with, and they can maybe start to shift some of their practices to meet that lower level of expectation. And I have actually experienced this myself. I have been processing through this with my clients. I have had discussions with educators in a variety of venues over the last couple of weeks around this very idea of the frustration of like those clouds that just, they can't seem to move and they're just there. So they're just going to have to deal with them. It's like this annoying, it's almost like an annoyance, right? And a lot of times people can fall into the pattern of that and then start to look at people as if they are the clouds that are going to be there forever in their way. And that's the thing that I wanted to bring to light today, is that when we start to lose that vision and that brightness and we start to get stuck in the idea and the assumptions that the clouds are going to be there and that we can't move them, that's when we're in the danger zone. And today I wanted to tell you that you cannot give up. And please do not assume that those circumstances are what you perceive they to be. I'm going to give you an example. We have, for example, a leader, right? Let's say this is one of your colleagues and they are just not performing the way that you would want them to, the way that you would expect them to, the way that you feel you need in order to perform your functions well. And you start to just assume that that's who they are. The clouds are always going to be there. And the bright, beautiful, excellent version of who they were when they started out in the job that got them the position is not actually the one that exists. It was a fake, right? But when you don't assume and you have patience and you don't give up, I promise you, you'll start to realize that the people are just dealing with their own funk. They're dealing with their own cloud cover. They're dealing with their own issues, maybe at home that you don't even know about. They have some healing that needs to take place. They've struggled because they're stuck in that pattern of seeing the clouds over the vision. And I just have experienced this so many times in just this week talking to people. And I feel like it's the time to say this, that we cannot give up. We can't give up on our students. We cannot give up on our colleagues. We cannot give up on the people in our lives, our spouses, our children, our families. It doesn't mean that we can't set boundaries or that our relationships look different with them, but we shouldn't give up on a person and believe that that's their ending story, because it's not. Life is so much bigger than the moment that they might be finding themselves in. And so to get back to this kind of connection, I chose today, even though it didn't seem as exciting or wonderful, to commit and to explore and to, you know, listen to the guide inside of me saying, believe me, if you don't give up, you're going to have a great reward. And it might not come in the moment that you thought, and you might have to go a little bit of a slower pace than you thought for the love. Oh my goodness. How many of you listeners right now are leading in organizations and you feel like this should have gone so much faster, and you're getting frustrated and impatient with the people around you, and you're doing things that you would have never done in a circumstance, or you would have never, like if somebody was asking you, for example, Jimmy Casas always says, what do you say in the interview chair when you're going to be dealing with a difficult situation? How many times have you done something that you would have never said that you'd do and you find yourself doing it because you're frustrated? Maybe it's that you need to slow down a little bit. Today for me, I was not supposed to run the whole time. I was supposed to walk. And I felt this guide just very, very clearly saying inside of me, today is a run walk and you are going to go slower. And because you're going to go slower, everything that you assumed is going to clear up. And do not give up, because you will see that bright vision. And guess what? That is exactly what happened in the exact timing that the guide told me that it would. I walked exactly when I should, even though I didn't feel like I wanted to. And I took a little bit longer path, even though I hadn't planned for that. But the patience inside of me just started to grow, and the joy inside of me started to grow. And all of a sudden, here I am in the midst, in the presence of this gorgeous, stunning sunrise that is not the one that I experience on usual summer mornings, but on this winter day was so exceptional. There was this gorgeous, like pastel ray spray coming out of the bottom of the clouds, and above it, this gorgeous, brilliant light that was just resplendent across the sky. And below me were these intricate frozen patterns of ice along the shore of the lake that I love so much here in my hometown. And I took a moment to just revel in it, because it's not maybe the vision that I would have expected even setting out for a sunrise run. but it was the one that was meant to be. And it was so much more glorious when I took the time to look around, pay attention, and honor what it was instead of what I had envisioned it would be. And I was thinking about how this plays out in our organizations, in our homes, where we're leading. If we can just be patient and learn to trust our gut, listen, and heal instead of trying to push, instead of making assumptions about the clouds that are going to be ever present, and instead of giving up on anybody, we can see the version of them and the version of the organization and the version of the outcome that is always meant to be, that I promise can often be much, much greater than we would ever expect. I just know that this message was meant for me today, and I'm thinking in terms of my bigger life, like way beyond this moment or the month ahead or even years ahead. And I got all of this messaging today just so that I could share it with you, because I know that somebody needed to hear this today. I know that I was taking in stories from all around of people that are just feeling disillusioned and assuming a lot and practicing in ways that they wouldn't with their mouths and with their bodies and with their actions and their choices, because they are giving up either on themselves or people around them. And we just can't do that. We have to stick to this. This is a long journey. This is more than just any old sunrise. This is a culmination of many. But this example is perfect. Friends, let's be a little bit patient. Let's trust the process. Trust that the vision you cast is beautiful. But if you allow yourself to remove assumptions about people, about those around you, about yourself, that you will be able to see a much more resplendent vision than you could ever imagine. You should embrace it and look around and mark it, and for the love, enjoy it. Thank you for joining with me in this not so great sounded jolt. I know that the message was meant to be cemented. I know that it was supposed to land for you. I sure hope you'll share with me how it was supposed to land, because in this new space, I need to hear that. I also know that I may never hear from people, but I know that I'm meant to heal with my words today. So I pray that this message landed exactly where you needed it, that this message finds you jolted into some reflection, into some action, into some pause, slow down, whatever it is you need to do to see that beautiful vision in your own life. And I hope that you have a beautiful week, my friends.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. We will see you on the next episode.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you, listener, checking out this Jolt episode. Hey, I want to see what you're seeing in the world. So hop on over to Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or wherever you want, and pop out a quick sentence or a picture or something that inspired you this week. Let's share with one another. Show the community what you're seeing with your eyes to see the beauty in the world. Hashtag in awe to rise.